Sorry, Brittany, J-Lo, and Jessica. Hot buddies don't stand a chance in the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Listen mornings at 7:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You know, I can scarcely think of anything that makes for better radio or creates more excitement than a Dick Hicks appearance with Dick Hicks call-ins. And there will be one tomorrow. He will be at AT&T Wireless in Irving at North MacArthur in 114. He'll be there from 5 until 7. He will have tickets for the 2004 AutoZone Super Chevy Show Series. He will have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks on hand with him. So everybody go see the sports cretin Dick Hicks tomorrow at AT&T Wireless at North MacArthur and 114 in Irving from 5 until 7. Well, it is time now to resume our slow-moving yet continual series, Bob and the Beatles. We're getting there.
We are.
Where we get the Sterminator to review Beatles albums. The idea here, yes. That needs to be brought back.
I know they kill.
This is one of the better theme songs ever.
And it's too bad it doesn't get used today. That's all I can say.
Die if you hate it. That's a nice lyric.
Anyway, the idea here, the premise that we're addressing here is, what would happen if the Beatles came out today? I have no doubt that the phenomenon, if there even was one at all, would be nothing like it was back in the day. But to prove that, what we're trying to do is find somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about the Beatles and is not soiled by any sort of predisposition toward what they do one way or the other, and have them listen to each of their CDs a few times and then come in here and tell us what they think about it. And mm-hmm. That someone is the Sterminator, the Bob Sturm Show.
Hey now.
Hey now. Now, we have made our way through most of this, and I must say that you seem duly impressed with the Beatles.
Yeah, really enjoy them. Really enjoy them. They've got about 200 slots on the iPod now.
Do they now?
Oh, so yeah. You go back and listen to some of the records that you reviewed and stuff?
Yeah, I find, the one CD is a beautiful piece of work, obviously, mm-hmm. with all their number ones, but I've actually put together one or two of my own of those hidden gems. I find one or two on each CD that I didn't even know about.
Good for you, Bob.
I had no idea. And, you'll even find one in this one.
Well, today, this one in question is Magical Mystery Tour.
We are plowing through the late 60s.
Yes.
Indeed.
We are plowing through the late 60s, and boy, we are really starting to get into it here.
Yes, boy.
In fact, I don't know if it's the knowledge I've gleaned from this year-long project, or if it's just a CD filled with songs that we all know, but this was almost like listening to the greatest hits, because Magical Mystery Tour has all sorts of... Well, in fact, you can just start with one, and we can roll from there, Dave, if you want. This, of course, the title track, as one might say. And, catchy. So, not a bad start.
Does this get a lot of radio play? I don't hear this much. Or did it?
Yeah, it did back in the day.
This is by far my favorite Beatles album. It's not even close.
Really?
I was
not
even say, close. Grego, at not the end of the close. Day, this one has got to be either one or two on my charts.
Because
now.
It's got my two favorite Beatles songs of all time on it.
Well, save that gold, Grego.
I'm going to.
Until we get to them.
I'm going to.
All right, well, track,
I intended to.
Track
this
two.
This is not my first rodeo, Cobra.
Track two to me is... Now, this to me is kind of like She's Leaving Home on Sgt. Pepper. This is a Fool on the Hill. And this
which
is,
represents what?
A song that I probably had never heard before, but I wanted to go back and listen to it over and over and over again in the ensuing weeks after being introduced to it.
Can I drive you crazy right quick?
All right.
You should have seen McCartney do this live.
Yeah?
Oh, man.
I love this song. It's, you know, She's Leaving Home is one that you probably never hear. And, but, I mean, you never hear it in commercials or on soundtracks or anything. But,
let me tell you this, not to bring the room down or anything, but there will come a day when that song means a whole lot more to you than it does.
I know. I'm sure. I'm sure it will. Right now,
that's a long way off.
Yeah. Right now, I'm okay there. Let's see. We move down to 4, which is Blue Jay Way. And this just cracks me up because when researching the Beatles, watching the anthology as we go, just really funny to me some of the stories for how half-baked a lot of their songs are. So Harrison's sitting at his house on Blue Jay Way waiting for his visitors. I forget who it was, but to come find them. They got lost. He wants to go to sleep because he's been flying all day. And he just turns it into a song as he's killing time. And it's...
This just reeks of acid.
Oh, man.
Well, it does, but it works. They'll be over soon, they say.
Ah, true stereo, too.
Oh, yes.
And we're 4 tracks into this, and we're just loving it. And then we move on to number 5, which is Your Mother Should Know. And this is kind of, again, if I may compare it to Sgt. Pepper, it's When I'm 64. It could be taken right out of a high school musical.
Well, you know, all these were supposed to be on Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of left there. At least the first 6, maybe, or something like that. And this, Danny will like this, because I had heard their name, but ELO didn't mean a thing to me till that Volkswagen commercial. And Mr. Blue Sky, I had to buy that real fast and buy a few others. And I hear ELO all over the song. Now, what's the relation between those two groups? Is that...
There's really not one.
Just kind of a tribute band, just kind of influenced heavily?
Influenced heavily, and I think I'm on fairly safe ground in saying that had there ever been a Beatles reunion prior to the death of George Harrison, and maybe even prior to the death of John Lennon, Jeff Lynne would have been involved in that in some way.
All right, well.
I mean, his grasp on the Beatles is that firm.
All right, so 6 is I Am the Walrus, which, because of Chris Berman, has been kind of ruined, but...
Still, what did he do?
Oh, he used to always quote this song during prime time or something. I don't know. It's just...
This is such a
genius
great song.
Of Chris Berman.
Now, you want to talk crazy talk. Now, is this drug...
Flake?
Yellow matter custard dripping
from a dead dog's eye? God, I love
this
song.
And it's pretty funny. Again, I'm sure all you guys know this story, but was it his kid? There was something to do with a school class, and
that was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, wasn't it?
No, well, there's something with this one as well.
Yeah, Lucy in the Sky came home with a painting, or the drawing.
They read a fan letter from a student at their old school. The fan wrote, much to their amusement, that the school's literature class was analyzing Beatles songs. So he thought, all right, let me get one to analyze. That I just look for the most insane words that don't fit together, and... let them have a good time breaking down the lyrics to this song. So
we never did that in grade school in Wisconsin.
No, we never did that, especially in the Baptist school. But by the way, the corresponding music video that goes with this is insane.
I've seen that before. It is ridiculous.
All right, so let's.
Is that when they're in the field?
They're everywhere.
All sorts
quick
of craziness.
Jumps everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just all sorts of craziness. Then the next song is one of my McCartney favorites, which, of course, I've stated earlier.
Can I drive you a little bit crazy?
Yeah.
This is what he opened this show with.
Really?
It was amazing.
Well, from what I
heard... You ever heard a roar like that, Ryan, when they struck up the very first chords in a concert ever?
It was truly a transcendent moment.
Matter of fact, started over again.
Curtain drops.
It showed a silhouette of just a bass.
Really?
And then they dropped the curtain, and he was just standing there by himself, and then they fired this off. And it was, and you had a bunch of 40 and 50 year olds going berserk.
It was cool.
Was it the Rod Stewart crowd?
No.
People who knew what they were doing.
It was.
Not a bunch of drunk 40 year old whores.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, in my reading material, I hear
abrasive.
Okay. I hear Lennon hated this. I don't really get why, but he thought McCartney was better than this. But I think this song is great.
Well, McCartney hated the next one.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah.
Strawberry Fields.
Is Lennon singing that?
What?
It's Paul.
Mm. I always thought it was John.
Mm-mm.
This sounds like it perhaps is at the wrong speed in the record player at times. Which
it is.
Isn't completely out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, they slowed this down.
This is a great song.
Oh, my God.
Kind of haunting.
Mm-hmm. He had to write one about this, and Paul had to write the next song.
And again, this whole CD, I like to find one or two that beat me, but it's very difficult on this one. It's like their greatest hits, I think. I mean, I don't mean to get carried away here, but they're all great on this one.
The very last one where the very end where they I bury Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fun to play along with their Paul's Dead gags in the CD. All right, and then number 9, my favorite Beatles song.
Really?
I think Penny Lane is so great. Like Penny Lane and your Eleanor Rigby, and those are the songs I'm kind of into. So I guess I'm a McCartney guy, we've established.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm sure I'd be... Now, if the Beatles came out today, this would be one of those songs that your friends would make fun of if you liked, I bet. This would be...
No.
This would be an NSYNC song that you make fun of.
No.
I think he's right.
It might be.
Not NSYNC.
I'm saying if you're the manly man who...
No, I mean, there's a lot of music out there that...
likes to play gay, not gay once in a while. You might goof on your buddy if he was singing a song.
I'm saying there's just a lot of melodic music out there right now that's not just total guitar-heavy driven that... it flies under radar because you don't hear it on the radio, but there's a ton of it out there that people love. I mean, you know, Danny's band. They're not just...
Pull that.
All right, 10 is Baby or a Rich Man, and I found great humor in this because of the possibility that they weren't saying what you thought they were saying there as the song ended, as a homage to Brian Epstein.
Now, this is one of the two songs on this thing I can do without.
Yeah.
Really?
What's the other one?
Flying.
Yeah, Flying is, I suggested it perhaps with Spiller, but...
How do you not like this song, man?
Love this song. It's great. Great bridge. What do you
want to be? So do you believe in the alternate lyrics?
What are they?
I don't think you can really say them on the radio, but the Cobra might be able to get away with it because he's a shock jock.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that. Instead of Baby, You're a Rich Man too, it's Baby, You're a Rich, Gay, Religious Human.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that.
We have that to look forward to.
And Vladdy will be happy with that. And then you end with All You Need Is Love. And what are you going to say about that song? Except it's about the coolest thing ever. So I'm not much of a reviewer, but kind of give it A+.
You know what?
A great CD, man.
To me, that was... much critical to say about
this,
did you?
No, I mean, what are you going
to
do with this CD?
That was a transcendent moment of the 60s for me. Not that I was there or anything, but like looking back at all the... film and all the musical crap they have going
the
on. But
worldwide broadcast?
Yes. This, I can't imagine seeing this live on TV. I thought that was so cool. Do you remember seeing it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Mick. I mean, just everybody just sitting around clapping and hugging and doing whatever they had to do to get in the
moment.
It was
a hippie time, man.
Yeah.
I might have been down with the whole thing, the crazy shirts and everything they were throwing down there. Who knows? Maybe
they would wear
time.
A crazy
it's
hat
not
on
too late, Bob.
Yeah, it's not
too late.
Hey, still a young man.
Hey, you know what they say about the road not taken.
Right. Well, you know, if you're into the Beatles, you need to watch the anthology along with this particular part. The anthology is great, but the particular part that deals with this CD, it's just shows how crazy they went after Brian Epstein left them. And
what
they just kind of started doing their thing.
Whenever they showed this on television, obviously it's, you know, 3-4 minute song, but was there build up to it, or did they just cut away and say, here are the Beatles, and bang?
No, everybody knew it was going to happen.
I know, but was there preview, you know, was Ryan Seacrest there, like, hey, we're gathered here at, you know, the Metropolitan, just going on, and they interview people in the hallway, or did they just, bang, they cut away, there's Lennon sitting there with the guitar, and they start playing the song.
Well, they pretty much just cut away and went right to it.
Greatness.
What night was it on? Do you remember?
It was on Ed Sullivan, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I didn't know it was part of Sullivan.
Yeah, I think it was on Ed Sullivan.
So I always thought it was just
a freestanding thing.
No,
I don't think it was a freestanding thing. I think it was on Ed Sullivan.
Our World on the Our World TV Spectacular. Does that ring a bell?
That may have been what it was in Britain.
And you had Van Cliburn doing piano from the U.S.
Yep.
Lady streetcar conductors in Australia and eccentric painters in France.
Well, that's not what we saw here. I think it was Sullivan.
Good stuff.
If I recall, that came after the speech about how little talent Ed Sullivan had.
From your old man?
Right.
So what's next?
What is the White Album? I guess it would be the White Album, wouldn't it?
Oh, you're going to need some time for that one, buddy.
Well, based on our schedule.
Yeah. That shouldn't be an issue if this thing keeps going the way it has.
See you guys in 05.
All right, there's the Sterminator. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. I heard something today about the Little Mavericks doing something tonight. Let's talk about that next here on The Ticket.